to celebrate this holy night, hope brought us here. Hope is a virtue. And basically, we define virtue as a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. But hope is also called a gift from God, a special virtue, a theological virtue, one of the three: hope, love, charity, faith, love, and hope. Love and charity are. So, hope is the virtue by which we firmly trust that God, who is all-powerful and all-faithful to his promises, will, in his mercy, give us eternal happiness and the means to obtain it. And today's readings will help us to strengthen that hope. The prophet Isaiah, that we heard in today's first reading, spoke of that virtue as he proclaimed God's words. Because the passage from Isaiah that we heard tonight is a poem. Actually, a very beautiful poem. But the lovely language doesn't cover up the agony behind the lines. The prophet is appealing to the people who have dwelt in the land of gloom, pressed down by the yoke that burdened them under the rod of their taskmaster. This is poetic language that highlights the pain of an enslaved people. But now their condition is changing. They have seen a great light. God is acting on their behalf and is the source of their abundant joy and great rejoicing. How wonderful to experience God's deliverance. If God can deliver us from trouble now, we need to promise ourselves to remember God's gracious action so that the next time we walk in darkness or dwell in the land of gloom, we will be encouraged by our memory of God's past help. But as we want God's light, we also live in the contradictions of our world. We want him to come. We want him to be in our world, for we know we need him. We know there is a possibility of a different world, for we still have hope in our hearts. Yet when he comes, we struggle to recognize him. We find hard to welcome him the way he is, not the way we only expected. Like a long-expected gift that finally comes to our hands, and when we unwrap it, We are surprised. Some could be disappointed. But we are invited to look a little deeper. As Pope Benedict preached on his Christmas homily of 2007, he said, "In some way, mankind is awaiting God, waiting for Him to draw near, but when the moment comes, there is no room for Him. Man is so preoccupied with himself, he has such urgent need of all the space and all the time for his own things, that nothing remains for others, for his neighbor, for the poor, for God. And the richer men become, the more they fill up all the space by themselves, and the less room there is for others. Do we have time for our neighbor who is in need of a word from us? For someone who is in need of my affection? For the sufferer who is in need of help? For the refugee who is seeking asylum? Do we have time and space for God? Can He enter into our lives? Does He find room in us? Or have we occupied all the available spaces in our thoughts and actions, our lives for ourselves? Yet we know that we need a message of hope. And we can find it here. Christmas is as inclusive as the celebration of Christ's resurrection, to use today's common language of inclusiveness. Even if that can bother us, for some might believe that salvation will be a privilege for few, Jesus coming humbly into our world shows otherwise. All are invited. In today's gospel, from the evangelist Luke, we find the message of Jesus' birth announced to shepherds working the night shift. And shepherds, even though today we see them in such a romantic way and we call them the little shepherds taking care of the sheep, they didn't have exactly that esteem from the people in Jesus' time. You know, they would work at night. They would be moving from one town to the next. And anytime something was missing from some house, probably the shepherds would be the first one to blame. Because today you would see them, tomorrow you might not see them again. Yet, for these, the angel came, and they were the first to hear the message, the good news of our Savior's birth. In Matthew's gospel, wise men came from afar to honor and bow to the King of Kings. And in John's gospel, even if the evangelist mentions that he came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him, it also says that for those who did accept him, he gave the power to become the children of God. In Christmas, we are surprised. Some years back, when I was an assistant priest in a parish in New York, I remember the pastor on Christmas morning greeting the altar servers in the sacristy. And he said, "Merry Christmas. I hope you did not get all you have asked for." That kind of struck me. And I kept it on my mind to this day, for what sort of greeting that could be. Was he playing the Grinch of Christmas? Yet more and more, I have to say that somehow I agree with that. I would say that in the world we live, we are so choked by our surrounding environment that if we get everything that money can buy, will there be any room left for God's grace? Will there be still a sense of surprise and wonder on God's infinite love for His creation? Yes, I might agree with my old pastor and say that it is good not to be satisfied with what the world will give us. The greatest gift we receive from God, it is always available. It is free. It is surprisingly special. It is God's own Son, the way, the truth, and life. Therefore, let us not be afraid. We can hear the good news. We can welcome Him in our lives. We can show the world the joy of knowing how great God's love for us is. Often we hear that in incarnation, the birth of our Savior, heaven touches earth. God's divinity touching our humanity. But what is heaven? Again, I conclude this reflection with Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's words. Heaven does not belong to the geography of space, but to the geography of the heart. And the heart of God during the holy night stooped down to the stable. The humility of God is heaven. And if we approach this humility, then we touch heaven. Then the earth too is made new with the humility of the shepherds. Let us set out during this holy night towards the child in the stable. Let us touch God's humility, God's heart. Then this joy will touch us and will make the world more radiant, resplendent with light. Same light that brought us hope. Same light that brought us here tonight, and we will share and we will show the world the light of our Savior.